Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I want to say Happy New Year. By the time I talk to you again, you will have celebrated the coming in of a new year. And I thought, well, we're going to talk a little bit about that and what that means in our lives and what that means for CSC Talk Radio coming up in 2017. 2016 and 2015 have been really, really rough, rough years. Well, it's been rough all 6 years that I've been here, just about. But I feel like we've accomplished a lot, and I'm pretty proud of that. I'm pretty proud of hanging in and you hanging in with me and my affiliates. I really appreciate everybody so much, and I wish everyone a Happy New Year and that things will be turning around in 2017. Or if we have to face new challenges, that will be good, too. Well, as I mentioned earlier in the week, by the way, this is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. I was thinking you might want to give me your views, your goals, maybe a resolution, or just a New Year's greetings out to everyone. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. As I mentioned earlier this week, I always look forward to a new year. And of course, it does seem that they happen much quicker these days than they used to. Many people make New Year's resolutions, resolving to improve some part of our life. Health, finances, take a trip, visit friends and family more often, lose weight, go to church more often, get more involved in the community, those kind of things. The problem with many of our personal goals, or our any goals perhaps, is we are such creatures of habit, and to make those changes that we want or need, it takes a change of lifestyle, whether a little one or a drastic one, and it's very difficult to keep, and many times we don't even keep it in the first week. You have been faithful listeners, and I am so, so grateful. And I know you have struggled. I know that I have, and I know that you have struggled every step of the way. But for nearly 6 years now, it has been tough here with CSC Talk Radio. And many of you might wonder, why doesn't she just give it up? And others of you encourage me every step of the way, and I appreciate both. I appreciate both so much. I really do. Truth is, it's been a huge personal sacrifice. And for some reason, I've been unable to turn it all around. And this year in 2017 brings even greater challenges to the show. The satellite receiver, now used to broadcast the show, is an old, old model. I guess we kind of know how that feels, don't we? At least I do. Most distributors already discontinued this particular satellite receiver. However, my distributor hung in there for several years past when everybody else quit, and now it has come time. The model is obsolete. Technically speaking, but it's old enough now, too, that maintenance and getting parts and repair or replacing has become nearly impossible. So they spoke with me earlier this year about the change and the switchover, and it'll take place in the spring. There will be many positives, and this is, you know, that part is exciting about it, but the initial cost will be devastating. I've started a GoFundMe account for CSC Talk Radio for the satellite need. To accommodate all my current affiliates, it will cost $40,000. My GoFundMe is trying to raise $60,000 because my office and studio need new equipment as well, and I started up with mostly used equipment in the studio and used computers. Well, they're all getting older just like the rest of us. They ain't getting any younger in these last 6 years. Month to month continues to be a struggle, but I'm trying to stay positive. And I have some temporary advertising buys that have filled in the gaps when the monthly donations were not enough. We did it in 2016. We kept Hillary Clinton from becoming president. We covered a lot of things in 2016 that other talk shows didn't cover. I was humbled, and I mean this sincerely. I did not expect anything, but I was humbled by your outpour of calls and emails. I even got a fax congratulating me, CSC Talk Radio, and thanking me for the voice I provided when Hillary lost. CSC Talk Radio remains to be a one-of-a-kind talk show. It's the listener's talk show. Standing up and speaking out for the forgotten American long before it became cool in the political arena. Rule America, property rights, constitution, sovereignty, rule of law, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. These issues are daily. Yeah, we've had to have a few distractions on the political arena with the huge election. So what will 2017 bring to us? I still laugh when I hear Melody Cedarstrom say, we're going to see a lot of activity, because, yeah, I bet we do. Personal resolutions? Personal New Year's wishes? Unfortunately, I have come to you for help again. Monthly, and now a huge goal and opportunity with the satellite change. It's not an option. I don't have an option with it. It has to happen. I asked earlier this year for 500 people to pledge $10 to $20 monthly to help me pay the bills. There's been no income for me at all, not in 6 years. And it won't be until I completely get things changed. I need you to continue if you can hang in with me. I only had about 50 of you pledge that monthly. Several of you gave one time, and several of the 50 gave more than the $10 or $20 that I ask. Each month I squeeze through. Just now finishing paying the bills for November. I'll send the last ones out today, and next week they all start again. GoFundMe.com for CSC Talk Radio. That's all you have to put in. Or you can send me. Just send it to Satellite Donation to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. There is a donation button on my website for CSC Talk Radio at csctalkradio.com. And if you're a shortwave listener, I'd love to hear from you if you could just drop me a postcard. Same address, CSC Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let me know where you listen and when and the time of day. I'm excited and a little frightened. I won't lie about that for the changes of 2017. But I have faith that I'm where I need to be at this time. Keep listening. Keep pressing forward in your own communities. Hold your families close. Keep a watchful eye on those sneaky politicians, because that's what we're here for. And continue to pray. Do you remember, it's been right when I first started, I think I might have been on the air maybe 4 to 5 months, when we had the Bring America Home pledge? It's been a long time ago. And one thing that it pledged was to help CSC Talk Radio, but to be on your knees. We're going into a break. I've got some callers coming in. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday, but I'm asking for New Year's wishes and greetings, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. 877-895-5410. And we the people, you know, the ones that are sticking with you, we'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. It's also coming into the new year, so I'm asking for your New Year's blessings, your New Year's greetings, your New Year's shout-outs, resolutions, whatever you want to share. What do you expect in 2017? We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Okay, Beth, I want to say thank you to you and to Brian and Jeremy. You guys do a great job. I'm sure Derry is looking down on you, and he's very proud of what you're doing. You've got to have over 60,000 listeners. I'm sure you've got listeners in the hundreds of thousands out there. Before this becomes a blank spot on the radio dial, let's not let Beth flounder in this. Let's not let CSC die and drown in this. So let's if everybody listening would just send her $1 a month, I'm sure that would be more than enough to keep her going, and that's something most of us can do. I pledge to send her money every month. So
you have. Thank you very much.
For those of you that will refuse to stand up in this before it becomes a fight, there's an old quote that goes, may the chains of your masters rest lightly upon your shoulders, and may history forget that we once ever called you brothers or kin. And that's the way I would put it. So stand up and do something right now. Keep her up and going. Let's help her out here and keep the program on the air. Beth gives us the news we're not going to hear anyplace else. Don't expect Donald Trump to come in and be the savior, because he can't do it by himself.
Yeah.
So let's change this while we can stand up and do this before the jackbooted thugs and the stormtroopers come to your door. But if that's what you're looking forward to, good luck to you. Just don't call on me to help you. So, Beth, thanks for everything you do. You have a great New Year's, you and the listeners and all your families, and thank you very much for what you do. I appreciate it.
May you and Mildred have a wonderful 2017. We've been praying for her. I know she's been struggling.
Thank you very much, Beth.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today? Joe? Did we lose you? Joe, are you there? I can't hear Joe.
Hello, Beth.
Joe?
Are you here? Are you there?
Are you there, Joe? There you are.
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I said I needed new equipment. I think maybe it's due before now. How are you doing, Joe?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Well, good. How are you doing, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting by. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to make a comment on your yesterday's show, which I wasn't able to hear live because the shortwave had been so bad recently.
Oh, no.
But I heard it at 5 o'clock in the morning on the replay. And I'm not so sure now whether the South was completely right. I mean, I agree they had a legal right under the Constitution to secede, but whether their cause was completely justified and good, you know, I'm not so sure because, okay, I recently read Henry Carey's book, The Harmony of Interest. He was the economist who wrote in the 1840s. His book was published in 1851. And anyway, he said that basically the South was part of what he called the English free trade system, where the South would sell their cotton to the English, you know, for milling and turning into clothing and cloth and so on like that. And then the South wanted to buy manufactured stuff from England, where they could get it cheaper than from the United States. And
they had a little deal going on there,
One of the main causes why the South wanted to secede was that the North had put tariffs on manufactured goods from England and from Europe so that they would be more expensive than American stuff so that American industry could develop, which I think was a good thing. And but the South resented that because they said without any damn tariffs, you know, we could buy our manufactured stuff cheaper from England. And they, apparently the South wasn't all that much developed, interested in developing industry down there at the time, according to what Henry Carey said. So anyway, the British encouraged the South to secede, as I understand, because they saw the North developing into a very powerful manufacturing country, and they wanted to break the strength of the United States so that England could continue to dominate the world and be the greatest economic power in the world. And as I understand it, the English actually were, you know, at one time sending ships to intervene in the Civil War on the side of the South. But the Russian Tsar didn't like that. And he was kind of friendly to the United States, friendly to Lincoln and everything. And he wanted the United States to develop as an independent power. And so the Russian Tsar apparently sent ships to stop the English from intervening in the Civil War on the side of the South.
Oh, this is so interesting. I wish you'd have been on live yesterday. We're going to have the Kennedys back, so I hope you get to hear when we have them on live.
Yeah, but my question about the whole thing then would be, if the South actually had won and had become an independent country, would it have really been all that much of an independent country, or would it have been kind of become part of the British Empire again, part of the English Empire?
That's interesting. That's interesting. You know, well, I think we'll at least agree that it was all about money. It's always about the money if you follow the dollar.
Well, that's what politics is all about, you know, control of the land and the resources and wealth.
Yep, and we got a little bit on that today, too.
That's what politics comes down to, and I believe.
You're absolutely right, and that's something that I think people are failing. Maybe some of them are waking up. I know that my listeners know that there's an awful lot of land grabbing going on, and there's an awful lot of infringements against the people from the north to the south, from the east to the west, from sea to shining sea. We're all being controlled, and I think we can all agree on that. Joe, good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Okay, well, Happy New Year to you, too, and many more of them.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Well, one thing that we do talk about quite a bit here. Oh, we have Skits. I'm sorry. I had another caller. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Pretty good. I was going to just add into what your previous caller said. By the time the Civil War rolled around, and well before that, Nathan Rothschild and his family had finally firmly established a complete chokehold on anybody that was the ruling, you know, like the crown, the parliament, whatever. They had by means of the War of 18, the Napoleonic Wars, and so on and so forth, established control of England. And to the point, I read a thing where I think the prime minister was, they were giving a birthday party for the two, or a wedding party or something like that for the, one of the Rothschild sons. And they were, the two sons were bickering about who would get to plunder America. And it was settled by saying, well, we'll give you the northern half and we'll give you, you the southern half. And, I'm not quite sure. I usually quote sources, but they kind of escaped me. I haven't had my second cup of coffee yet. So.
I'm on the second pot.
Okay. Well, hey, you got me beat. But anyway, I was going to say Happy New Year. And my idea of a Trump transition would be Bill and Hillary and Barack and George Soros cuffed and stuffed into a jail cell.
Or Gitmo. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And just remember, flush twice. It's a long way to Washington.
It is. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Happy New Year to you, Skits. I have so much has happened this week, and I've had quite a few guests and haven't been able to concentrate on some of it, and I don't know if I can. All the things that all of a sudden this president that we have has decided to take a stand, you know. Now he wants to take a stand, and he also wants to take your land. Now, he's not the first president to do this. And this has been going on for a long time, and it is way out of hand. And if it's anything that we need to do as patriots, Americans, in this 2017, we've got to put the chokehold on the bureaucracy and on the federal government. We've got to take a stand. Now, it's the historically... The land grab is 553 million acres for conservation. Utah's not happy. President Barack Obama decreed two more national monuments from his vacation home in Hawaii on Wednesday, taking 1.65 million more acres of western land for management by the federal government. Well, we know how well they manage things, don't we? The new Bear Ears Buttes Monument includes 1.35 million acres of Utah, and the Gold Butte Monument includes about 300,000 acres in Nevada. There is no excuse for this. Absolutely none. You know what they claim? Well, it's so pretty to look at. Yeah. What's that sound like to you? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday. It's also, I'm calling it New Year's Eve for us because we won't see each other again until New Year's Day, well, after New Year's Day. 877-895-5410. It's 877-895-5410. And we the people, 2016, hey, it's about done and we will. We'll be back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. It's also the last time we will talk before the new year. So I'm asking for your New Year's greetings or your New Year's resolutions. What do you expect? What would you love to see happen in 2017? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Well, this latest land grab makes a total of 553 million acres of national lands and waters that Obama has repurposed for conservation and protection. Using the 1906 Antiquities Act, more than any other president, according to the New York Times, more than 80% of Nevada now and about 65% of Utah is owned by the federal government, according to the National Public Radio. Can you imagine what our founding fathers would say to that? Utah Republican leaders in Congress were furious after Obama decided to designate the controversial Bear Ears Monument. This arrogant act by a lame duck president will not stand, the Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee responded in a statement. I will work tirelessly with Congress and incoming Trump administration to honor the will of the people of Utah and undo this designation. Remember what we said yesterday about sovereignty? There's no sovereignty if a president can take his pen and say, I now own 65% of Utah. I now own 80% of Nevada or any other state, because they claim, the federal government claims part of your state too. A November poll from the Utah residents showed that 60% were opposed to the idea and only 33% supported it. Congressman Jason Chavez, I don't know how to say his name right. He was furious. I did watch him last night. The midnight move is a slap in the face to the people of Utah, attempting to silence the voices of those who will bear the heavy burden it imposes. Major break with him, protocol. He's going to fight it. What is President Barack Obama doing? Now, Utah is going to sue. Their attorney general plans to sue Obama over this national monument. Okay, this man is gone in just a matter of 20 days, 19 days now. He's gone. And look what he is doing. He can't seem to wreak enough havoc for Trump to have to deal with when he comes in. Most people recognize that. While Russian is not our friend, we can see that even the countries and the nations around the globe are laughing and scoffing at what's going on here in the United States of America politically. It is an atrocity. What happened to an independent sovereign nation? What happened to independent sovereign people? What happened to independent sovereign states? The federal government. The D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. Oh, a few of them are screaming right now. They're upset. Oh, yeah, they're upset. What are they going to do? It's because they have sat there not doing their job that this man is able to do these things. Or any other president that has done it. He's not the only one. Bill Clinton did it. Bush did it. They've all done it. I have an article here in a local paper from John Day, Oregon. On a recent wintry evening, members of the Grant County Public Forest Commission walked into the warmth of a rustic diner and took seats at their customary table for their bi-monthly meeting. They voiced anger and frustration. At this meeting, there was officially a non-entity. A judge this fall dissolved the commission at the behest of a former county supervisor who worried it was becoming a risk, citing the takeover of federal wildlife refuge in a neighboring county. While the armed occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge grabbed the world's attention, a quieter struggle over federal lands is being waged by those trying to use elections and the levers of government. Their grandparents and great-grandparents wrestled a living from the West rugged landscape. But now, the forest commissioners say the government is tightening access to the same natural resources by closing roads and curtailing logging and other industries that allowed previous generations to be self-sufficient. So much for independence, right? The commissioners feel they lost by the stroke of a judge's pen, a tool voters gave them to fight back. Kim McCrolla, a local, voiced her concern of many. I would think we should have more say, because what does the federal government know about what's going on around here? With 1,700 residents, John Day is Grant County's biggest town, named for the fur trapper, who in the early 1800s survived being robbed by everything by American Indians, but trekked with a compatriot to safety. The second longest free-flowing river in the continental United States also bears Day's name. This one we've not heard about, have we? These land grabs, these infringements against we the people are going on all across this nation. And we're dealing with absurdities. Absurdities as to whether who you are. What gender are you today? What gender do you claim? And somebody's going to be offended if they say he or she or they or them or theirs. Well, there's a school in Kansas. Kansas schools' libraries offer students pronoun pins. University of Kansas students are being offered buttons through the school's library system meant to make their preferred gender pronouns clear. So they wear a pin that says his, he or she, her or him, them, they or theirs. I said, well, theirs, does that mean they're having them, they or theirs? Are they having like a... you know, multiple personalities that they need to claim? How absurd is it that we're fighting over what we are, as in male or female, as if we can't tell the difference, while the federal government is swooping in and taking the land away from the American people, our natural resources, our way of living, our... You can't be sustainable if you don't have land. The wealth of this nation is in the land and the natural resources. So why do you think the feds want to take it away? Why do you think they want to lay claim to it? Do you think it's because they think it's pretty? No. It's because it's valuable. And you don't deserve to have it. Because after all, you're just serfs on the land. You're not a sovereign people. You're slaves to the D.C. government. Is that what you want? It's Free for All Friday. We need to stand in 2017. We cannot let go. An election is gone, but that doesn't matter. The infringements will continue, I'll bet your bippy. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. It. Happy New Year. And we will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. Battlefieldearth.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking are lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want to put a little clue out here that I got to pat myself on the back a little bit. Not me, but CSC Talk Radio, because we're the only talk show that I know of, nationally syndicated, that is consistent with property rights and going against these land grabs. And there have been other shows, not necessarily nationally syndicated, that mention it, but they don't harp on it. It's beyond getting out of control. It is way out of control. And what President Barack Obama is doing right now is a slap in the American people's face. Doesn't matter how you feel about Israel. It doesn't matter how you feel about Russia. How do you feel about your land being taken? How do you feel about a president that's going to try and do as much damage as he possibly can? He closed down some oil facilities for the drilling. Closed that down. That took some jobs away. How do you feel about that? Is that okay with you? That he would all of a sudden in these last few days start getting that pen handy again and writing it off? I said, "Where's he go on vacation?" Somebody said he's doing this while he's on vacation. I said, "Well, I wish he'd go play golf." It's you he hates. It's the independent republic that these liberal progressives and D.C. occupiers, many of them, they don't like you. They don't want you to be independent. which is why they go after the farmers and the ranchers and the producers and the small businessmen. You know, we're entering a new year, and there's lots to be hopeful for. There is. I don't have hope in Donald Trump. I don't have hope in any elected official. My hope is in the Lord. But hope comes from him and from you. We cannot go back to sleep. We cannot think that we've elected somebody and they're going to take care of business. They've been taking care of business, let me tell you. And that's why we're in the mess we're in. So we can't sit back and say that we're a constitutional republic and do nothing. We can't. So when I was in this conference call, and I don't know that anything positive will come out of it, I'm praying that it will. But each time I do something like this, it helps me because I have to dig in and I have to search my soul and think, what are my goals in 2017? Well, today I'm going to meet with a young woman that wants to possibly sell for me. I haven't had any luck with volunteers. They just haven't done it. And I can't pay anybody. So I'm looking at her as a commission-only job, and she seems to be okay with that. She wants to, this is what she has done in the past. This is what she wants to do while she stays at home with her children. So can she get it done? We shall see. But I'm going to meet with her today, and I'm excited about that, to bring her on board for marketing and sales. It's not going to change anything overnight, because it takes time to make those cold calls and to get things established and get contracts going. But I have hope. This satellite receiving change can either make me or break me. It is that urgent. There is no place. I'm not going to borrow the money. I've used up all of my personal retirement that I have to keep things going. But $40,000 for the satellite change, and then $20,000 to get new equipment in here. That's what I need. And it is a make or break. Plus, keep going month to month. I have to chuckle about that because I feel horrible that I ask these things. You know, Derry Brownfield and I used to talk about that. When he took the hit and had to leave where he was broadcasting from, it got tough. It got tough. And he didn't like it the way it was going down either, as far as difficult. I mean, we had so many changes there in just a month's time and in the 6 months. And we went on before we lost him. You know, it was 4 years, four and a half. With the new satellite, though, we can reach more people. It'll give my affiliates, it'll give them more options. It'll give my advertisers, as I bring them in, it'll give them more options because it can split track, so to speak. We can send one commercial to one state and a different commercial to another state, depending on what, you know, fight in the legislatures might be or what's going on. So that in and of itself is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's an opportunity, but it's being mandated. It's not something that I have control over. It is a have-to case. We knew the day would come, and now it is here. But the goal of the show is to educate and activate the American people and to encourage you. But to let you know about things like this land grab. Now, you've seen it on the air when they're not talking about Russia and they're not talking about Israel and what they have done there, the trouble that they're causing, the sanctions and all this and that. Not that we don't need to deal with Russia. We do. But it's all of the timing that is happening right now. I need you to know how important you are, the American people. You are not serfs on the land. You are sovereign. We've forgotten that. We've been dumbed down. We've been lied to. And it's time that we wake up and fight back. Dig your heels in the ground and say, no more. No more. We lost a lot of people in this last week. Debbie Reynolds and her daughter, Carrie Fisher, George Michael, Alan Thicke, people that we remember watching on TV, particularly Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. I didn't know George Michael. We also lost an inventor. The inventor, I don't have his name in front of me, of the Red Solo Cup died. How many of us don't use those Red Solo Cups at our family reunions and get-togethers when we don't want to wash the dishes? And how many of us take that felt-tip pen and write our names on it so we don't have to keep using the Solo Cup? We get the same cup every time. Well, we're ending another show, and we're ending another year. So I say to you, have a good New Year's, safe New Year's. I do not know what still awaits or what tomorrow brings, but with the glad salute of faith, I hail its open wings. For this I know, that in my Lord shall all my needs be met, and I can trust the heart of him who has not failed me yet. When we trust in him, we truly are home, and it's going to take us all to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.